Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I'm your host, Em, and we are back, baby, after a little summer hiatus. And what better way to come back after a break than with an episode that was recorded in front of a live audience last week in London during London Fashion Week. I'm completely buzzing from my conversation with Simona Still. She's such an inspiration. Born and raised in Lithuania, moved to London 10 years ago, and has grown quite the fashion career as a digital creator and founder of new brand Signer London.
I have to do this for myself and, you know, for my life. And then, you know, you can always go back to where you've been, but as long as you don't try, you'll never know.
In this chat, we're getting into how she built her fashion career in more detail, launching a brand during a pandemic, and also looking ahead at fall-winter styles and trends that we are so pumped up about. I came out of this event feeling inspired, motivated, and just hopeful for what's to come, and I hope that you guys do too. So here's my chat with Simona. We are rolling. Hey guys. Welcome to the Big Move Podcast. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. We are recording live at French Connection Studios during London Fashion Week. Woo! I have to say, over the last 18 months, I've just been used to recording my podcast at home, in my sweats, no makeup, hair's like on top of my head and like the weird top knot that goes lopsided by the end of the day. So this all feels very glam, and I'm so excited to have you all here tonight. Huge thank you to French Connection for putting on this fabulous, fabulous event. We have pizza from Home Slice, which is a London favorite of mine. And we have Prosecco from Skinny Witch. So let's keep those drinks flowing tonight, everyone. And a huge thank you to our studio audience for coming out tonight. All of the ticket proceeds are going to go to French Connection's charity initiative, Submit to Love Studios, which is an organization working to support brain injury survivors. So thank you all so much for your support there. And I want to say hi and a warm welcome to my beautiful guest, Simona.
Hello.
AKA the Simone Mag on Instagram. She's a digital creator and London-based mega fashion influencer. So happy to have you tonight.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here tonight. Honestly, honored. Love your podcast. And well done to the whole team for organizing the event in flesh, finally. It felt like a decade not to have any events around for the past year and a half and more.
So agree. I couldn't agree more. And just so you guys know, the flow of tonight is just going to be we're having this chat. And at the end, we're going to do a brief Q&A. So hang on to any questions that you have, any like styling and fashion questions for Simona, any podcasting questions for me, like anything that you guys want. We are here for you. So we're going to jump right into our conversation. Simona, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you again.
So can you give our audience just like a brief background on just who you are and kind of what you do?
Honestly, if I would be completely honest, it's not my favorite question because we don't get that many options in life to look back our shoulders and see what have we been doing for the past decade or so. And I'm that kind of person who doesn't necessarily love looking what I've been doing before. So I just like to keep doing things in my, you know, little basket and then, I don't know, just keep going. But long story short, I'm a full-time digital creator. I've been doing that for the last 5+ years. I've recently launched my jewelry line. So yeah, just to sum up all things digital, basically.
Love it. And we're getting so many more questions for you. And I kind of want to take it back for a minute to when you and I first met. Which, funny enough, it came up on my iPhone, like photo memory or whatever it was. It was 3 years ago to this month. Yeah. You and I had brunch for the first time. Right. And it feels really relevant because you were one of the first London-based bloggers that I reached out to. You were so receptive and kind, partly why we're here tonight. But I feel like when we first met, we had brunch at like one of those very quintessential
Instagrammable
cafes, if you will. I feel like there was a lot of flowers all over our food or what have you.
Most important is to have a nice flat lay going on.
Totally. So on this podcast, I love to hone in on our guests' big moves in life. So whether it's moving to the new city or country or taking that big risk in your career, you've done all of the things, but I'd love to talk about your initial move to London. So from where you grew up to now, kind of how did that come about for you?
So it's been a decade now. In June, it's been a decade that I live in London. And the main reason is because I met my best friend 12 years ago, who's my husband at the moment. He's the supporter here tonight. So I have to make a good impression. Otherwise, he said he will leave. So so we were best friends. And basically, he decided to chase his career in London. And I was studying at those days. So didn't want to quit my uni and things. you know, we tried doing the whole long distance thing, but as you can imagine, it's not the most amazing thing. So I kind of decided to transfer my studies to London, and it's nice to see that 10 years later we're still here and, you know, created this little life over here, which is pretty, you know, never regretted that decision, I suppose.
I love it. And you're the brave sole male in the audience tonight. So Gus, we give kudos to you. So I want to kind of look back a little bit, look back at fashion weeks in the past and rewind. So I'd love to touch on your love of fashion. When did this come up for you? When did you kind of realize that was your calling from like a career perspective?
To be honest, you know, the whole love for fashion has started immediately, because when I was growing up, I wasn't very much into fashion, but that completely transformed when I moved to London. It's hard not to get inspired when you move to such a big city. You know, all of the people are, you know, they've got different personalities, different kind of taste. And the most amazing thing used to be just sit in a cafe and watch people pass by and analyze what they're wearing, how they're styling. And I was so mesmerized, to be honest. So definitely, I was bored at my corporate job already. And until my manager told me why I'm so much on my phone when, you know, Instagram was already happening, you know, and I was already posting. So I opened my online magazine and started recording all of the things that I love, like the love for colorful fashion, the love for travel. So yeah, I just started recording things online, and that's when it, you know, all of the things started rolling nonstop.
And what were you doing in corporate? What kind of job?
I was an editor in academic background, so you can imagine it was pretty draining and pretty boring. I needed something creative down there. You know, it wasn't inspiring me at all.
Absolutely. And I guess to touch on past fashion weeks in London, you've had a lot of experience with that. I guess to start, I guess how many London fashion weeks have you sort of attended?
Probably like good four or five, nearly five seasons. Yeah.
Okay. Similar to me, yeah, since I've been there. And do you feel like this has kind of been pertinent to your career now as a digital creator?
Absolutely. I probably will never forget the first fashion week that I ever attended. And then you get to walk down those streets, photographers down there, and then suddenly someone wants to take an outfit you're wearing, and then you're like, I was still so green back those days, like, why? You know, like, I was wearing some sort of an outfit. But with the years ahead, when I was working with more and more fashion brands, it was a true honor when someone actually decides, you know, the brand wants to dress you for the fashion week and to show your look. So that's when I was like, wow, this is amazing, I want more and more of it. And I never actually stopped doing that, so it's pretty inspiring.
Totally. And as like a newbie, was that ever intimidating for you? I know it was for me, and especially just coming like as an American here, my first London fashion week. I'd been in so many New York, but, you know, just being new here in general.
I think it can be very overwhelming, but I think it's more inspiring. You know, you go there and then by the end of the day, you're like so overwhelmed with things. And, you know, I was straight away and immediately inspired. Oh, what should I buy next? What should I recommend my audience? How should I style my things? What new should I bring to my audience? So that's, yeah.
Totally. So you have always been, I feel like, such a hard worker, such a hustler from like the day I met
you.
Thank you. Right. We can't take our own compliments, but you've always had kind of that like next level work ethic, I would call it. Where does that come from? Does that stem from childhood, or like where exactly?
I would say all of us in some level, we are hard workers. You know, we are doing things. But when it comes to me, I think I just like to do things, and I always love to have a goal ahead of me. If I don't have a goal, I kind of like freaking out. So what am I supposed to do with my days and with my week? I have a little goal by the end of each week that I want to achieve, my little list over there. And then I, you know, even if it's a year or a week, I always like to have a goal. So if I don't have it, it's just like, what should I do with my time? So I try to, you know, spend my time wisely and, you know, make sure I do my things.
You're making it sound way too easy.
I mean, it can be quite sometimes challenging, you know, if by the end of the day you look at your task list and I'm like, oh, I still haven't done all of these things. But, you know, you just keep doing. And,
yeah.
You know,
it sounds
no
like
pressure.
You keep it simple. Like you have that goal in mind and you kind of like take a stab at it each day and chip away.
You know, we are self-employed at some instance, and we don't have like not necessarily a manager, you know, controlling our things. And if the certain task list is, not done, so we have to motivate ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
It's not always easy, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
No, it's really not. And we're self-employed, but we are yet in very business casual outfits tonight.
Yeah,
so I don't know how this happened.
Simple but not simple.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the pandemic has changed fashion weeks over the last couple years. And even still, this year feels just a little bit different. What do you think this means for sort of the future of fashion weeks kind of globally?
Well, it's been beautiful to see that brands are already moving all things digital. And I really believe in digital future. And I really hope that the brands will continue their, you know, journeying down, you know, online and surprising us with all of, like, online events and, lookbooks and things like that, because, I would be lying if I am supporting digital industry because I am working in here. And there has been so many beautiful events organized during the pandemic, so it is completely possible. I wouldn't say like Fashion Week, for example, nothing is going to take that away from us. You know, the feeling of the garments, the models passing by, the makeup, the accessorizing, the sound of, you know, the catwalks and things like that. Nothing is going to take that away from us, you know, that feeling. But certainly moving things digital are important to brands, I would say. And, you know, I trust brands, you know, they already know what they're doing best for their audiences. So.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I also feel like for the designers, it's like culminating all of those things together in a show between like the catwalk, the models, the music, like everything coming together and showing a collection. I don't think that's ever going to go away.
No.
But right, I feel like the evolution of just online media and video and brands are just going to have to keep being really savvy with that.
Yeah.
So in terms of our own personal fashion, kind of day-to-day fashion during the pandemic, how is yours kind of impacted, would you say?
I think we all know the answer to that.
Matching sweats and wet pants.
Yep. Tracksuit at the bottom, blazer on the top, and then here we roll with the Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, like the whole fashion, I wouldn't be lying. It has changed massively for myself as well included. I enjoyed pretty much, you know, learning how to track those style suits, or the other way, style those tracksuits. But pretty much a lovely journey. And I really much enjoy wearing tracksuits now at the moment. And if we look back at it, we haven't seen before, you know, like the leading magazines teaching us how to style tracksuits and sweatpants and loungewear, which is happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's pretty inspiring. And I'm very much about comfortable fashion. I was pretty much bored wearing heels already. So I'm taking a new journey, learning how to style sneakers, jeans, and, you know, like even a tracksuit and a blazer on top and a lovely jewelry. I think that's the journey to go. I'm very happy about it. Not sure about you, but
I couldn't agree more. I'm a mom now. We've got a 1.5-year-old at home, and like comfort is key. These are probably like, I have a little block heel on tonight, and that's about as high as we're gonna get.
Yeah.
So I couldn't agree more. I think it's just about comfort. So yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to spending more time in our houses sort of going forward, because I feel like we're kind of in this interim, this middle ground, maybe a hybrid model. Maybe you're going to the office a couple days a week. Maybe you're working remote the rest. Do you have any styling tips for women that like, maybe they want to elevate their look, but they kind of still want to be comfortable? Do you have any tips?
You know, nothing could be better now than having like a matching tracksuit, even some jewelry on top, or even a little makeup and a nice, you know, hair slicked back. It could do the trick for me. Sometimes even if I had a Zoom meeting or was sitting, I was still in my tracksuit's bottoms, but I would, you know, put a nice shirt over the knees. Gold jewelry is my weakness. A nice little hoops, and that would do the trick, basically. And a nice, you know, lipstick. Not too major. Keep it simple and don't overstress about it. You know, we're all in this together, and, you know, comfort is the key, I think.
Yeah. And can you tell us about your lip combo? I was eyeing it earlier.
Lip color, I wouldn't know what I'm wearing, but I'm always going for like pinky nude, so more of like enhancing my natural color, basically.
Okay.
And a little lip gloss. I've got like quite slim lips, so I'm trying to like enhance them by wearing nudes, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And talking about all of the amazing gold jewelry you have on, This is your new baby, your new brand. You launched a brand during the pandemic, which I feel like is so inspiring. So can you tell us about Signer London?
Yeah, we launched Signer London a few months ago. And basically, it's been my dream of mine for so many years to launch my own jewelry brand, basically. And people who know me, they know that jewelry has been my favorite accessory. I wouldn't imagine my days with leaving the house without some, you know, gold jewelry, especially like gold. I know people like love silver, but particularly I'm so inspired with gold. So there was a right opportunity that came along, and basically, you know, it's sometimes you just cannot say no to things and you have to try them on and see how it goes. And then I'm very lucky. I have a little beautiful team that helped all of these things to came to life. So, yeah, basically.
Congrats. Yeah. So I'm curious, when it comes to your product line and your brand, like, what was the first step? Was it like name? Was it like Instagram handle? Was it like website?
That's a very good question, because probably we would have launched sooner if we had the name straight away. But I found that finding like the brand's name was the most challenging part. Like, I think this is so important. This is how everyone is going to address your brand. And then I was like literally scribbling along on the sheets of paper, so many different names. And then one day it just happened. And then we say, you know, let's proceed with this. And sometimes, you know, brands' names, they don't necessarily even need to make sense. But then Signer, it was just like, S-I is the beginning of my name, and N-E-R is my sister's beginnings of the name. So basically it's like a connection of little family word now. So
I love that. I love the story behind that name. Yeah. But I agree with you, even when it came to like the podcast and the blog, it's like the name is first and foremost, and it's like so many are taken. You kind of need to go through that whole motion.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have to live with that name. You know, there are so many like weird names out there, but then they speak loud words. So
totally. Like, what would you say was the biggest challenge in getting your product line like off the ground and launched?
I would say everything was more or less like a hobby and a pleasure. I was really inspired, and I did all of the modeling myself. You know, obviously when you start a brand, you try to, you know, do all of the things. And I'm already a digital creator, so I knew what kind of message I wanted to put out there. So photography was actually pretty challenging, but as long as you have a good lights and good shadows going on, you can pretty much be amazed at what kind of results you can see in the end of the day. So
it's great because you have such a great eye for content. So I feel like that was probably really key when kind of launching.
I think we are experts, you know, in like taking photos. We need good light and good daylight, especially. And
that's totally. Do you have any advice for anybody that's looking to maybe start a product line or trying to grow a brand in general? Any like key piece of advice that you would give them?
I think my main advice would be, just if you have a thing in mind, just try to do at least a little bit every day and to just do it, because I hesitated to do that for so long. And then now when I look at it, I don't know why, because sometimes you just have to do things and then question yourself later. Because how are you going to know if you succeed if you don't try? So if you have that opportunity, you just go ahead with it and then try. And then sometimes maybe if you look back at it one year later, you say, wow, why haven't I done that later? I think same thing happened when I started my working for myself, working in fashion as well. I was hesitating. And then one day I was just like, I have to do this for myself and, you know, for my life. And then, you know, you can always go back to where you've been, but as long as you don't try, you'll never know.
I love that. I have a curveball question for you. So in your day-to-day, just like organization, calendar, are there any things that you do, because you're juggling all of the things now, that kind of keep you sane, keep you super organized?
Notebook is my friend, my best friend. You know, just to have that little task list always helps, I think. But
great.
Again, and have that at least one goal for a week, I would say that helps.
Okay, cool. So looking ahead, and the third part of the conversation that I'm personally very excited about, just like looking ahead to fall, winter, putting outfits again together for all of the things, starting to do a little bit more socially, I'd love to kind of just touch on autumn, winter 21 trends. What trends in fashion are you sort of really looking forward to this season?
Oh, I can't wait to wear coats again. I love layering. So picking a nice coat, it's a key. A neutral one, probably like a camel coat. Always love that. Padded coats are coming into trend, which is nice. Like, so a nice, you know, short padded coat would be nice. Extra large bags. Really tired of the small ones, which can't even fit my phone in. So really, really
I'm
excited
so
of the
you.
Big
I'm
ones.
Like, why is this happening?
Yeah, it's very exciting. So large, as large bag as you can find, can go wrong with that. Yeah, and grab a nice suit, I suppose, like a matching suit.
Okay, cool.
Boots, combat boots. Again, combat boots, very important this season. So.
Okay, cool. When it comes to coats, I feel like it is tricky. There are a lot of coats that like are meant to be oversized. So how do you know to go about like sizing? Do you recommend like true to size, sizing up, or depends on where you're shopping?
I always go size up all the time. I just feel like sometimes it depends what kind of look you're going for, but I always find that size up, it always helps me to, even if the weather is colder, you can put a sweat underneath and still feel nice and moving. And sometimes even if it's warm enough, you can just, you know, unbutton it and kind of like flow, which is like a signature London's, you know, street style atmosphere. So. Yeah.
Okay, love that. Any tips for transitional dressing? I am hot right now. So
same.
Like, what are we wearing? How are we dressing? Any like tips?
I'm obsessed with blazers personally, so I always, even in autumn, I go for like leathery blazers, and it saves me throughout probably the whole September, even October sometimes, because it's they're quite warm, and it is a great outer piece. So if you don't want to get into coats immediately, like a leather blazer or even like a warmer woolen blazer would sort you out, and a nice scarf on top. Or even you don't need a scarf sometimes, depends, you know, of your day. But yeah, I think.
Okay, always. Cool. So we talked about the jewelry. Do you have any other sort of like rules or things that you stick to when you're styling an outfit? Any like go-tos, anything that like needs to be a part of the equation?
Always accessorizing. I think it could be such a simple look sometimes. Like, that's why I chose to wear this today. Although the full look is from French Connection as well. Sometimes a good pair of jeans and a plain t-shirt can look, you know, simple. You can so easily dress it down or dress it up. So you can wear up, for example, ankle boots if you want to go for a dinner, or can wear simple sneakers. But then accessorizing with like gold jewelry, gold hoops, you know, slick your hair back, nice makeup. Play with makeup as well. Again, you know, more neutral during the day, emphasize it in the evening, and it can have, you know, a significant effect. So basically, yeah. Accessorizing is a key.
Absolutely. And yes, to go through your outfit in more detail. So obviously we're wearing French Connection. It's such a simple look, but I feel like you've elevated it so much with just those like little tweaks.
Yeah, I think so. That was the aim today, like little, very little French kind of inspired look. But I wore the boots because it's, you know, an evening occasion. So I like ankle boots during, you know, winter, autumn. It's amazing. You know, it can elevate straight away. And the block heel always, you know, I find it more comfortable.
Totally.
And then the blazer, again, any kind of colored leather feeling blazer is a must this season, and any kind of season, it's a classic. So investing into that kind of piece is not even a question. You know, you can go for it and keep it in your wardrobe for a decade. You know, you can bring it out years later and you can renew it again. And gold jewelry, again, couldn't recommend getting more like gold jewelry. Gold hoops for girls, you know, you can never go wrong
always.
With that, I would say.
Yeah, so. Love it. Okay, cool. We're going to look over to our rack here and just discuss three of your hero pieces from the collection and then three from mine. So I'll let you start.
Yeah, so I really, really like the suit as well. So it's kind of like a duo color blazer. It has the trousers as well, or the skirt. So super amazing with that. I always recommend any kind of, even if it's spring, summer, autumn, winter, I always recommend investing in a good suit, because this is such a good investment piece. You can either split it down, you can style the trousers, style the blazer, but then or wear the whole suit at once. And again, like imagine this suit with the trousers, either with white sneakers or, you know, black ankle boots. So you have two occasions that you can rock it either at the weekend or in the evening. And again, like I love the trench coat, the beige camel trench coat. again, probably one of the most striking autumn pieces that is coming. So you can throw this on over a suit for double layering. I love when you can see like when the blazer covers kind of like your, you know, the panels of your coat, and then you can see the blazer shining through. So the more layers you have, the better it is. It's beautiful. It's, you know, trendy. Then for those who like scarves as well, you can wrap a scarf all over it, basically. And then I see that you picked as well, you know, the knit dress as well.
Yeah, so we picked a couple of the same pieces.
Both love those. Again, knitwear sets, knitwear, you know, trousers, they're very much into this season. So, yeah, again, wear them with boots, with sneakers, you know. Cool. Can dress it up or down, honestly, from loungewear to an evening wear. I think there are so many, like knitwear is the next way, thinly knitwear as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. We picked a lot of the same pieces. This little knit midi is like a must. I feel like it comes in black as well. Yes, she's nodding. And then you guys may have seen this on Instagram potentially. So suiting, I feel like suiting is everything. I also love vests now, the vest suiting situation. Yeah. And then these matching sets from French Connection. It's vegan leather. It's super soft. I've tried these on. They're so comfy. And they have the matching trousers. And
to match I think it matches this blazer.
Yes.
As well.
And the brown one has like a jogger set. And it's just, I could live in it. It's like very, very comfy. And then lastly, we both picked the jeans that you are wearing.
Amazing fit.
Very like 90s vibe. Yeah, what is the, is it a high rise?
It's more high rise. Yeah. Okay. I always go for high rise. I think it's kind of like elevates your shape a little bit, like elongates it. So really prefer that. Really okay, nice cool. fit. And yeah, I love the double color effect. A little bit more special.
Amazing. Yeah. We are going to open it for a little Q&A now. So any like styling questions, fashion questions, anything. We are open books tonight. Okay, cool. Favorite jewelry designers for everyday staples is the first question.
I would be lying. Yeah, there is this new brand that recently launched. So check it out, Signer London, that has amazing collection of hoops, little ones. Signer London, that's my newly launched jewelry brand. Feel free to check it out. We've got a little collection of hoops going on. But then I would probably recommend like little brands like Monica Vinader or Missoma London. Again, they do amazing hoops, I would say.
I would add Mejuri. Am I saying it right? Mejuri. And Jennifer Fisher in New York. I think these are. Nope. These are Uncommon James. Yeah. Kristen Cavallari. So cool.
So how do you think about, you know, the sustainable fashion, the material that goes into it, towards ecological and sustainability?
Okay, next question is, how do you think about sustainable fashion? Simona, I'm going to let you take this one first.
That's a very important topic. We would be lying if it's not covered. And it's very important for the brands to look into it and the materials. It feels more pleasurable to wear something that's, you know, sustainable and that's made from ethical sources. But that's something that probably French Connection as well covers. And,
yeah, I would echo that. And also, I feel like the trend with just shopping and buying more sustainably. So like secondhand, there's so many amazing like rental companies right now. There's a slew of them. I feel like they're popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. So instead of buying a new piece, like just go and rent. And then you can also rent out your clothes, which is kind of cool. So you can make a little money there. So there's tons of platforms like that right now, I feel like.
I was gonna say, what was your process for finding a
Okay, if I'm hearing that right, it was, what's your process for finding a manufacturer for your brand? Simona, take it away.
I have a little team that helped me to, you know, they sampled us a few manufacturers that, you know, we had a look, obviously. And I already knew what kind of pieces I want because we're focusing on like statement jewelry, basically. I'm passionate about statement jewelry and chunky hoops, chunky necklaces. So I had a few, you know, samples in my eyes. We underwent a few samples before, you know, I decided, okay, this is it. It's quite a process because sometimes you are unsure, is this what I really want to release? But yeah, again, you have to see what's trending, what people wear, again, what people like. And then again, I stand true to myself a little bit for the pieces that I'm very passionate about and what I love wearing. And I trust that, you know, people love wearing that as well. So.
Ooh, great question. Okay, fashion tips for tall women.
I'm probably 5.9, if not more. So I have the same issue, always short sleeves, always pants are all short. So I absolutely get that. But I'm happy to find that some brands are actually doing, you know, like the tall versions. Like these jeans fit me I was so happy. That's why I'm wearing them today, because it's really challenging for me to find a good pair of jeans. They're all like ankle, above ankle length. It looks sometimes not right. But really recommend, if you have a chance to try these jeans out, try it out. Really amazing fit. Blazers, again, sometimes I don't really mind, you know, when, you know, like the blazer shorter sleeves. If it's not loungewear, you know, when we're like keeping our sleeves inside, then it's fine. And then I like the styling tip. Even if something is too short, sometimes I just go, you know, like 3/4 again, pull it up a little bit, and then it just looks okay. But it is a challenge, which I think I like. So.
Okay, next question is, what's the one wardrobe staple you always go to? That is such a tough one.
Probably a blazer, good blazer or a suit. Always go for a suit. If I want to invest in something new, always go for a matching suit. And then, you know, you have two pieces. You have either a blazer to go with denim or the whole suit. So win-win.
Mine's probably a leather jacket. I feel like I'm grabbing that, especially in this like transitional period. It gives me a little bit of an edge in the morning if I'm like running out for like a very early morning walk with my toddler. Just like throw it on. I feel a bit put together. I feel a little bit more like edgy in myself, if that makes sense. Any others? Oh, I love a good denim question. So the question was, is there a particular denim trend that you're going for this season?
What do you think?
I'm thinking I love like a 90s jean, like a little bit baggier, but for me personally, not too baggy. So I like a straight leg. I love a high waist and a little bit of bagginess just to kind of be on trend. I feel like that's what I'm kind of moving towards this season.
Yeah. I think same here. I don't necessarily like, for my like shape that I have, for example, I don't necessarily like to follow the trends. I know it doesn't sound right, but not always following the trends because it just doesn't look right on me. So I always go for like a high-waisted straight jean, which I think it looks a good pair of mom jeans, let's say. It looks good on everyone. But I choose a little bit baggier look sometimes. Yeah. And it depends what you know, if you want to be a little bit more well put together, sometimes you can go for a little tighter and the, you know, a more loose and oversized blazer or the opposite. So thanks.
Cool. Great questions, guys. Okay, last and final question. It's, what are you investing in from the new fall winter season? I think for me, I love the vests that I'm seeing, like an oversized suit vest. And I feel like you could layer that. You could do like even like with a full suit, or you could just do like a thin long sleeve just underneath with like jeans and sneakers or something like that. So I think like just key staple pieces like that. I'm trying to think what else. Mm.
Definitely getting a big bag, very spacious bag to go, you know, to even throw a different pair of shoes or something, you know. And that probably would fit my phone in, because normally us like creators are always holding, you know, our phone in our hands. And a nice coat, probably nice oversized long line coat would be a key. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll wrap up the Q&A section. And just to round out our conversation and wrap things up, Simona, before you go, what is next for you? Is there anything that you want to leave our audience with today?
I think just, you know, having a few more goals ahead of me, it would be wrong not to have those. So we are working on something, another major. I am passionate about launching brands, I figured. So we are working on another brand to launch very soon, hopefully. And we touched base about it roughly here. So you wouldn't be surprised if you learn about it very soon. So
congrats. That's another. Can't wait to see. Before you go, where can everybody follow you, find you, keep up with you, and all that jazz?
I think, like most of us, I always say Instagram is the best business card. If you follow us on Instagram, then you follow us anywhere. You know, it is the most presentable platform for us. So. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you again so much for being here tonight. And thank you to our audience for coming out. Please hang out, have some more Prosecco. There's pizza in the back. We really appreciate you. And thanks for coming out tonight to watch and listen. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please share it with a friend. Tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast. We always love to hear your feedback, and we'll catch you on the next episode.